My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Happy Friday and welcome to the Mommy Meltdown. My name is Dorothy Gates and I am your humbled host this morning. And I'm so grateful for you joining in on this show today. And I hope that as you are here joining in and listening, that you will just begin to pray even now that God may send a word and a little truth that will penetrate into your heart to allow you to just completely soar throughout the day and just thrive. Listen, God knows where you are today. God knows your heart. God knows your need. And He is so good. He promises to provide your needs, your every need. And so I truly believe whatever it is you need to hear, God already knows, and He's going to provide that truth for you and just love on you today. So I pray that you'll just open your hearts and allow God to just fill that heart with His love and His truth. So here on the Mommy Meltdown, we are a group of moms that are just coming together to try to find encouragement and to try to find strength and motivation on the journey, because we know that motherhood is not easy. And God has blessed us with an opportunity to just join in with other moms to just find a little bit of help along the way. I'm so grateful that God never intended for us to do life alone. He has given us a group of people to do life with. And I'm so grateful. And I hope that you find a little bit of encouragement here this morning on the Mommy Meltdown. And so as we begin today's discussion, I want to tell you that we have been looking at ways as a mother that we can sparkle and shine. Because listen, your children are watching you and they need to see a mom who is the light of the world in their little home. They need to see a ray of sunshine. They need to know that the God you serve is real to you. They need to see you consistent. They need to see you real. They need to see you just being yourself. They need to see that you are a child of God and you are walking as a child of God. Does that mean we do it perfectly? Absolutely not. I wished we did. I wished we could do motherhood just flawlessly, and I wish we could walk in our calling and in confidence, knowing who we are and who we belong to. But the truth is, sisters, we mess up. We fail. And sometimes we allow insecurities and defeats and struggles just conquer us. But the importance is not how you allow that defeat to conquer you, but it's how you decide to rise up from that defeat. Will you stay in the ground defeated, or will you rise up, shake the dirt off, and march forward? That defines who you really are as a child of God. Not that you do life perfectly or you get it right or you never have a mommy meltdown moment, because we do, and you will. So today's topic is we're talking about how to sparkle and shine as a mom, how to share your light to your family. Today's topic is taken from chapter 4 of the book Sparkle and Shine, and how to sparkle and shine in a dark and dreary world. And if you have not checked out the book, I wrote this book back in, I want to say 2018, and it was a time in my life when I was going through a little bit of darkness and a little bit of insecurity, and some of the truths that God just really shared with me during this time of my life. And the lessons I learned and I put into this book so it could be a help and encouragement to other women. So today we're going to be talking about chapter 4, and it's called Confident, Not Conceited. See, there's a huge difference between the two words, and I honestly believe that as a child of God, we should be walking in confidence, but not conceited, okay? I don't know about you, but if you've ever been around a conceited girl or a conceited woman, it just doesn't take long at all before you just want to walk off and run the other way. And listen, I don't care how pretty that girl is. She can be absolutely beautiful and just seem to have it all. But if she knows it and she flaunts it, it's just not very appealing, is it? I mean, a girl who's stuck on herself and all she wants to talk about is herself and the world revolves around her, it becomes annoying very quickly, okay? So there's something just very unappealing about a conceited person. However, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, there's also something very unappealing about a girl who is very insecure and negative about herself and very down and criticizes herself all the time, and she has no confidence whatsoever. So I want to talk about a woman who is pretty much in between, a woman who is a beautiful creation from God, a woman who is beautiful on the inside and it radiates on the outside, a woman who knows how to take care of herself and who appreciates the gifts that God's given her and has worked hard to be who God has created her to be, a woman who is beautiful but doesn't flaunt it, a woman who's beautiful but serves other women, a woman who is beautiful but it's not really because of an outward beauty. It's because of what's on the inside. And that's what I want to talk about today. Being confident as a child of God, but not conceited. I truly believe that God wants His daughters, His princesses, the children that He has adopted into His family, to be confident, secure, joyful, peaceful, loving, kind women. And I'm going to say it's hard to be kind, it's hard to be loving, it's hard to be secure, it's hard to be confident, it's hard to be joyful when you are bogged down with negativity and insecurities and you're miserable and you hate who you are. It's almost impossible to radiate when you're not happy. But as women of God, as a child of the King, we should be confident. Now, we shouldn't be self-centered, snobbish, and conceited, okay? But we shouldn't be a Debbie Downer either. I think there's a happy balance there, don't you? Don't you think that God wants us to be somewhere in the middle where we're not conceited, but we're not insecure? And let me just say, we're all going to have our insecurities, but it's not allowing those insecurities to obsess you and to define who you are, to allow it to stop you and hinder you from being a loving, beautiful woman of God. There should be a balance. And it's one that we have to fight because the devil is constantly coming to us, telling us all of, you know, all these lies, and he's constantly wreaking havoc on us, just reminding us of all of our flaws and all of those insecurities he's pounding us, you know, in the head. So it has to be a fight where you're fighting for balance, the finding the joy and the confidence in who you are. But I truly believe that we should be secure, confident women that shine lights into a dark world. We should have confidence that others see, this confidence that draw women to us because there's something a little bit different, a self-assurance that attracts the lost world to us. Not that we think we're better than anyone, because we're absolutely not. Quite frankly, we are nothing but a sinner saved by grace. But because we are a sinner saved by grace, that makes us a child of the living King. That makes us daughters of the King. That makes you a princess. That makes me a princess. And I don't know if you've ever like watched a princess or someone in a royal family, but there's just something a little different about them. They just have this air about them that's graceful and poised, and they just seem so natural and confident, but yet they're not snobbish. I mean, they're you watch them and go serve, you know, other people, and it's just beautiful. So who we are in the Lord gives us confidence, but it doesn't give us the right to be conceited, because our confidence should never be based on our looks, our accomplishments, and our success. Because listen, all that comes from God. Everything good about us, everything good about you, everything good about me comes from the Lord. It's His mercy, it's His grace, it's His benefits, it's His blessings upon us. So the only thing we have to be confident about is our Father and who we belong to. So I want to talk about what is the difference between being conceited and being confident. The word conceited means narcissistic, self-centered, arrogant, and proud. Proud. You know, that makes me think about the things that the Lord detests and the things that he says he just does not like. He hates it. He hates pride. So that arrogancy and that pride, there's no room for that in a child of God. We need to get that out of our lives. Being self-centered and selfish, that's ungodly. Those are not beautiful characteristics that God has in his life, and he doesn't want those in his children's life. So conceited, vain. I mean, that's just, there's just no room for that in a child of God. Confident. But what does confident mean? Confident means self-assured, positive, assertive, poised. Those are very uplifting words. I like those words. Self-assured, positive, assertive, and poised. So in our life, we can look at these two definitions and see where we are. Are we confident or are we conceited? Or on the other end, are we insecure? Now, in the words conceited and confident, there's just a huge difference in the two words. And because there's two big differences in the words, there should be two big differences in us as Christians. As a Christian, we should have confidence. We should be self-assured, positive, assertive, and even poised. I like that word, poised. But we shouldn't be vain, self-centered, arrogant, proud in any way. We should be humble. And what's so cool is you can be confident and be humble. You cannot be vain and arrogant and be humble. And as a child of God, God calls us to be humble, like Jesus was humble. So you say, okay, how can I be confident yet humble? Okay, well, let's talk about that. Be confident because you are a child of God, but be humble because you remember that God gave his only begotten son. He gave his highest treasure for you because of your sin. Be confident because we are an heir of the throne. Oh, that's exciting. An heir of the throne. Be confident because you are an heir of the throne, but be humble because he is the king who sits on the throne and has allowed you to be the heir. It's only because God allowed you and chose you and picked you in your sinful state. Be confident because through him, we have forgiveness of sin. But be humble because he, Jesus, made the ultimate sacrifice to pay for those sins. So everything we have to be confident about has nothing to do with us, but has everything to do with our Father in heaven. So do you see how we can be confident, yet it's through Jesus that we have confidence? It's through God. So it should keep us humble. He alone is the reason we can have confidence. There's nothing worthy about us. There is no reason for us to feel that we have the right to be conceited, vain, arrogant, or proud. No matter what your accomplishments are, no matter what your beauty status is, or how many followers you have on Instagram, you remember you are where you are because of the grace of God. The Bible has a lot to say about pride. And about having a haughty spirit, that arrogance and that vain. And so before you start going around tooting your horn thinking you're somebody special, be careful not to go around strutting like a proud peacock, because God has a lot to say about pride. And let's just look at a few verses that he has given us. In Proverbs 11:2, he says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom." Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though a hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." Wow. An abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 16:18-19 said, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." Proverbs 29:23 says, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold an humble spirit." Isn't that beautiful? Galatians 6:3, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Listen, that's a great verse to memorize. That is one that I have tried to bring to the forefront of my mind every time I'm having a moment when I feel like I should deserve to be a little puffed up. Maybe I'm having a great hair day. Maybe I'm having a really cute outfit day. Maybe my makeup's doing good. I have less wrinkles today. My eyes aren't as puffy from the night before. Whatever the reason being, maybe I played the piano at church really well and it was flawless and had no mistakes, which is very rare. But maybe I'm just having this moment of allowing where pride has kind of slipped in, and those, it happens. Believe me, those days happen. Satan has a way of slipping that pride in and trying to make it all about you and good job and pat yourself on the back. This is great. You're awesome. You're doing a good job. And as soon as those thoughts start coming into my head, I immediately, this verse comes to mind for when a man thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself. And that just kind of squashes the pride immediately, just kind of extinguishes it from setting fire in your heart. So I would highly recommend you memorize Galatians 6:3, a powerful verse to fight those darts of the devil when he begins to try to hit you with pride. Because pride, let me tell you, when it's not handled and it's not killed immediately and it's not extinguished, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And the human body was not designed to handle pride. We can't fight that pride. It just consumes us. It takes over us. And pride leads to a whole other mountain of problems. So when pride starts sneaking in, immediately take care of it. Immediately fight it and fight it with the truth of God. When you think of a proud, arrogant person, what are some of the bad characteristics you think about? I mean, I asked myself this question when I was doing this study. I'm like, you know, God, what do I think about a person who's prideful? What are some of the characteristics that they have that, you know, I could talk about? Well, immediately when I began to think of a prideful person, I honestly wanted to examine my own life to see some of the things, if they were in my own heart. It's easy to look at someone else and look at their flaws and look at their issues. But let me tell you, we all have it in our own lives. So as I'm calling out these few points of what characteristics someone who has pride, a pride problem or a proud problem in their life, I want you to just think, could any of this apply into my own life? Could any of this be in my own heart? Because the truth is, yes, it is. To some degree, it is. So when I think of characteristics of a proud person, I immediately think of a person who brags on themselves. Someone who is always talking about the thing that they just accomplished, the thing they just did, the thing that was great. They're just bragging all the time. Bragging, 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 bragging. And not necessarily like a mother who's bragging on her child. More as a mom who's just, or a woman who's just self-centered. And it's just always, look at me, look what I did. Pat me on the back, you know. Well, let me tell you what Proverbs 26:12 says. The Bible says, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. Listen, we have a serious problem going on in today's generation with social media and everybody wanting to brag about everything they're doing in life. God has a completely different thought process on that. God wants you not to be the one to brag about yourself, but he wants someone else to be the one to brag on you. And yet we live in a day and age where it's all about build yourself up, market yourself, brag on yourself, make yourself look great. Because then people will want to follow you and then people will want to be like you and you can be an influencer. But that's completely opposite of what God wants us to do. God wants us to be humble, stay humble, and not brag about the good things we're doing. We don't need to lift ourselves up. God is the one who lifts us up. And let me tell you, there's no one else. There's nobody that we need to be lifting up except Jesus Christ. He's the only one who deserves to be lifted up and praised. So be careful. Be careful not to get in that trap of bragging on yourself and praising those good deeds. And also, let me just throw out a fair warning here. When God asks you to do something, a good deed, Don't brag about that. Don't tell anybody else about it. It's supposed to be done in silence and in obedience to the Lord. Matthew 6, 1 through 4 says, take heed that you, when you do alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. God's saying, what are those alms? Those are those good deeds, the things that you're doing for Him. Don't go around bragging about it. Don't go and take pictures of the good things you're doing just to post on social media so you can get a like, because then God says, well, you just got your reward. You're not laying up treasures in heaven. You're just getting pats on the back. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, those good deeds, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, good deeds, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father, which seeth thee in secret, shall reward thee openly. Look, God sees what you're doing. God, allow Him to be the rewarder of those good deeds. And listen, let me just encourage you not to forfeit your eternal rewards for that earthly praise, that moment of glory. Don't forfeit what God has for you in heaven. That will last in eternity, that eternal reward for a moment of earthly praise, that pat on the back or a hand or a little bit of recognition. Look, God sees. Nothing goes unnoticed from God, and God wants to reward you for good deeds, and He wants to reward you for helping others and blessing others, and He wants to bestow His blessings on you. But when you go and brag about it and you get the praise of man, then you got your reward. Well, listen, guys, I've got to go ahead and stop. But if you'll come back and join me the next time, we'll go on to our next point of what are the characteristics of someone who brags a lot. Ladies, I love you. Thank you for joining me today on the Mommy Meltdown, and have a blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuning in to the What Now God radio show. I am your host, Cheryl Woods. And as usual, we're going to start off with Romans chapter 12, 1 through 8. And it goes like this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and those members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. And let the church say amen.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the What Now God radio show. I am your host, Cheryl Woods. I am author of the book, My Life Was Falling Apart, But It Was God Putting Me Back Together. I am also the CEO of Sistars Women's Empowerment Network, as well as business consultant, teaching purpose-driven women entrepreneurs exactly how to use your God-given gifts and talents to create wealth. You're now listening to the What Now God radio show, where we discuss topics of today and answer the question, what now, God? What do we do now that this world is in turbulation? What do we do now to help ourselves and help others as Christian brothers and sisters? So again, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is the first week in July and it's Friday. So I want to say happy Friday to everyone out there. I pray that you are well and I pray that you are excited about this second half of 2020. Okay, I know we have been put through the ringer, okay? We've dealt with COVID. We are still dealing with COVID. Let me not say dealt with, because the pandemic is still on the rise. There are new cases popping up every day. We have states and counties that are opening. We have regulations that are being put in place, but perhaps I believe personally that they are not being used to the fullest. So for those of you out there, please stay safe. Please continue to wear your mask, to wash your hands, to social distance, okay? Because I want you to be safe and I want you to be able to enjoy this second half of 2020. Yes, life is a lot different than we remember just a few months before, but we want to stay safe and we cannot forget that we are still fighting for justice. We're still protesting. We're still holding police accountable for the horrible brutality, the murders of our Black brothers and sisters. Black lives matter, okay? Our lives matter. So stay safe, stay vigilant, and do what you can. So on today, I just wanted to come to you and encourage you, give you a little bit of a reminder that God is still on the throne, that God has not left you, He has not forsaken you, that God is still in control. He is still working all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, right? So do not let what is happening in this world, do not let sickness, do not let fear overtake you, overtake your spirit, okay? These things that are happening in the natural, just imagine what's happening in the spiritual world, okay? There is a battle going on in the spiritual world for our souls. So we have to stay prayerful. We have to stay praising God, letting Him know that we are yet thankful, letting Him know that we yet trust Him, no matter who, no matter what. So as I said earlier, we always attempt to answer the question, what now, God? So what do we do now, God, when things are looking bleak? When things are looking like, you know, we're at the point of no return, where we're seeing in the physical some of the revelations that are mentioned in the Word of God. What do we do now? Okay. Well, the first thing that we have to do is fear not, right? God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to remember that. So we have to learn to operate in that power, to operate in that love, and to remember that as long as our minds are right, then our hearts will follow. And how do we get our minds right? We stay in His Word. We continue to read Scripture. We continue to hear and listen to the Word, right? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So we have to be vigilant. We have to stay prayed up. We have to not allow fear to overtake us, not allow fear to overcome us. And let me just share a personal story with you guys. Over this last few days, I have been dealing with taking in all of the negativity, taking in all of the hurt, all of the pain that's going on in the world. It seems like every time, you know, I turned on the TV, it was something negative. Every time I opened social media, there was something negative. And I take that in, and I you know, was weighing heavy on my heart, heavy on my soul. And I kept asking myself, Cheryl, what are you going to do about it? I'm writing letters. I'm signing petitions. I'm, you know, just standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves. And I have to say that it has been draining on my soul, y'all. It has been draining on my soul. And I know a lot of you can relate. A lot of you, you know, are dealing with not just issues that are going on in the world, but you're dealing with your own personal issues. You're dealing with relationship issues. You're dealing with family issues. You're dealing with stress on the job. You're dealing with loss of job and loss of loved ones, God forbid. But we get overwhelmed. It's so easy for us to get overwhelmed with the negativity, the hurt, and the pain. And over these last few days, I had to do a shift. I had to do a shift in my mind, a shift in my soul, and a shift in my spirit. I had to take my focus off of the problems, off of everything that's going wrong, and put my focus back on God. And let me tell you, I have been experiencing that peace, y'all, that surpasses all understanding, okay? For the last couple of days, for whatever reason, God knows, I've been awoken out of my sleep at the wee hours of the morning, at the prayer hours. And my first thing that I do, which is sometimes a good habit, sometimes a bad habit, I pick up my phone, I check the time, which leads to me checking social media. But thankfully, God will use anything to speak to us. He will use anyone to get His message out to His people. So instead of the usual doom and gloom that I've been seeing up and down my timeline, because we all know what's going on. We all know that police brutality is rampant. We all know that racism has reared and showed its ugly head. People are coming out the woodworks with their true colors, right? But instead of all of these things that I have been seeing in the weeks before, the months before, God's Word continuously, when I say every single post that popped up on my timeline, was either a prayer, a praise, or a testimony. Let me say that again. Every single post that popped up on my timeline was either a prayer, a praise, or a testimony. So God has me up in the wee hours of the morning. He has me praying for other people. He has me praying for myself. He has me praying for my family. He has me encouraged by reading His Word. He has me encouraged by seeing the testimony of those prayer warriors who refuse to give up and who refuse to give in. So again, what do we do now, God, when it seems like the world has gone crazy and the world is just falling apart and revelations is just opening and appearing before our eyes? We, number one, we remember to fear not. And number two, we stay prayed up. Stay in God's Word, okay? God's Word is life-giving. every time, and a lot of you are witness to this, every time you open up the Bible, every time you're able to hear a scripture, read a scripture, okay, or read a testimony from someone else, God gives you something that you need. God gives you a word of encouragement, a word of faith, right? God gives you exactly what you need to get through that situation that you're going through, right? There are so many things, so many times that I've experienced where I have been dealing with the issue and stressing about it and replaying that issue over and over in my mind. And then I open up my Bible, or I open up, like I said earlier, social media, and bam, the answer is right there. God is amazing. God will give you the answers that you need. So in order to get those answers, we have to stay in constant communication with God, right? We have to pray without ceasing. We cannot forget our prayer life. In this time, it is more important than ever that we get on our knees and pray, that we set those times that we pray, that when we are awakened in the middle of the night, that instead of just, you know, watching TV, that we pray one for another, right? Pray without ceasing, because I'm going to tell y'all, prayer still changes things. God still hears the prayers of a sinner, okay? God still hears our prayers. God still cares. He wants to hear from you. Do not let the enemy shut your mouth. Do not let the enemy keep you so focused on what's going wrong that you forget to communicate with the one who makes it all right, all right? God is a way maker. He is our provider. He loves us so, so much, more than we can ever think or imagine. And I'm smiling now. I'm joyful now, because not just of what God has done for me, but what God is doing through me by allowing me to speak to all of you, by allowing me to pray for all of you. And also joyful because of all the things that God has yet to do, okay? Like I said earlier, God is yet in control. He is still on the throne, all right? And it is time for us to seek his face like never before, to pray like never before, to decree and declare his word like never before. Let's take some time out and think about the words that we are speaking. What are you giving life to? What are you bringing to pass when you speak? Are you speaking positivity, or are you speaking negativity? Are you speaking what you want to see in your life, or are you steady talking about all the bad things that have happened to you, all the bad that is going on, right? I said it before, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. We have to stand on God's word. We have to stand on his promises. So when we're praying, we have to remember to pray God's word. And we can't pray God's word if we are not in his word, if we're not reading his word, if we're not hearing his word, right? So number three is to make sure that you get your daily dose of God's word. Make sure that you're reading his word. Make sure that you're listening to prophets who are speaking the truth of who God is and what he is saying. Make sure that even though most of our churches are closed, that you're going online and that you're taking advantage of online church service, on online preachers and prophets who are speaking God's truth, right? And then some of you are ministers. Some of you are hiding God's word within you, and it's time for you to get it out and share it with other people. It's time for you to use that platform that God has given you to speak out and speak his word of life into others, right? So number one is to fear not. Number two is to pray. Pray like never before. And number three is to get into God's word, to listen to his word, to hear his word. Surround yourself with people who are speaking positivity, all right? Surround yourself with people who know the power of prayer, those prayer warriors, all right? When you're on your timeline, do you see faith or do you see fear? Do you see women and men who are praying God's word, right? Do you see women and men who are giving testimonies of how good God is, right? Do you see women and men who are loving, who are kind, who are showing that God is yet on the throne, that God still loves you and he's working it out all for your good? What are you listening to? What do you see? What do you hear? Right? What are you getting into your spirit? When you turn on that TV, are you just looking at negativity, or are you looking at things that are going to uplift you, that are going to speak to your spirit? What is it that you're listening to? What is it that you're watching? What is it that you're reading, right? We have to get on point, y'all. Just like a car needs gas, the woman or man of God, we need to hear that word. We need to get it into our lives. We need to get it into our spirits, right? And how do we do that? We do that by reading our word. We do that by listening to other men and women of God, our preachers, our prophets. Like I said, you guys, we're living in some troubling times. And if you're not careful, all the negativity, all that heartache, the heartbreak, the struggle, the strife, the pain, it will get in your heart if you let it, and it will take over, and it will cause you to sink into depression. It will cause you to want to give up. It will cause you to lose your faith. And God forbid, nobody wants that to happen, right? Nobody wants that to happen. When I say what God has been showing me over this last week is just so inspiring and so amazing. Testimonies of healing, testimonies of recovery, testimonies of blessings, financial blessings, relationship blessings, restoral of relationships. All right. And if my eyes were not open, if my heart was not open through prayer and speaking with God, then guess what? I might have missed all that. Too many times, y'all, we walk around with our heads down, our shoulders slumped. And it's because, yes, things are not the greatest right now in this world, okay? Things are not the greatest in this world. So let me not sugarcoat it. But guess what? If you look up, you'll see the goodness of God. If you look within and you pray, and realize that God still is living on the inside of you, that he is still making a way out of no way, then I promise you, your world will change. I promise you, every single thing will start to look up. I promise you that you will be able to rejoice, that your joy will be restored, right? And that you'll have a good word to share. You'll have a good testimony to share. God is not finished with you. God is not finished with you, okay? He promised you to never leave you, never forsake you. And I'm here to tell you that that is nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth, right? So again, what do we do now, God, when this world is going crazy, when we're seeing riots, when we're seeing protests being shot down with tear gas and rubber bullets? When we're seeing a pandemic spread across the world and stop life as we know it, what do we do now, God, when things are looking like it's the end? What do we do now, God, to help each other, to help ourselves, right? I'm going to tell you again, number one, you cannot let fear reside in your heart. Yes, it's going to come. But how do you eliminate fear? You eliminate fear by countering it with faith, okay? So as soon as that fear pops up, as soon as those doubts get into your mind, as soon as you start feeling down and depressed, I want you to start praising God in that exact moment, okay? I don't care where you are, what you're doing, who's looking. Shout out a hallelujah, praise Lord, thank you, God. And watch everything change for you. Even in that moment, watch your spirit be uplifted, even in that moment that you begin to praise God, that you begin to thank Him for everything that He has done, that you begin to let Him know, God, I trust You. God, I love You. Even though things may be looking like it's the end, even though things may be looking bad, even though every time I turn around, there's bad news, guess what? I trust You. And when you start to turn that fear into faith, your entire life is going to change. And it's something that you have to practice over and over again until it becomes a habit. All right. As soon as that negative thought, as soon as that fearful thought gets into your mind, replace it with the word of God. Replace it with the promises of God. Right. Replace it. So we're going to replace that fear with faith. And then we're going to pray without ceasing. We're going to make it a habit to pray for our loved ones, to pray for this world, to pray for the lost. Right. We're going to make it a habit. Every day you should be praying. All day you should be praying. Praying is simply communicating with God. God, I need to talk to You. God, how are You? Bless You, God. I need direction. I need to restore my faith. I'm struggling in this area. Help me, God. Lead me, God. Show me, God. Right? And then last but not least, we're going to make sure that we're receiving God's word. We cannot pour from an empty cup. We have to be attending those church services online. We have to be listening to prophets, reading God's word. We have to get God's word in our spirit so that when trouble comes, when strife comes, when doubt comes, when fear comes, we're prepared because we're speaking power. We're speaking the word of God against any and everything that comes against us. So I just want to say God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the What Now God radio show. This has been another amazing segment. I look forward to bringing on guests. A lot of you have sent in your submissions, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. It just has been an amazing experience. I thank God for allowing me to speak to you through our What Now God radio show and hopefully uplift you, hopefully give you some encouragement on this day and moving forward. So God bless you all. Thank you again for tuning in. You can catch the What Now God radio show every first and third Friday of the month, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is 10:30 Eastern. So thank you again. Share and tell a friend. See you all soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way radio channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.